Now the second, the power and instrument that is received when we do receive his testimony. The words must be followed exactly. Whoever receives his testimony sets his seal to this, that God is true, for he whom God has sent utters the words of God. Now, will you stop there? The words of God. The New Testament Greek at this point uses a word that defines and describes the very sound of the articulation of what God is saying. The words of God. Do you remember in Mark's Gospel the account in chapter 5 of Jairus' daughter? There she lay, dead. And Jesus Christ came and, taking her by the hand, said to her, Talitha kumai, which means, little girl, I say to you, arise. It's one of the rare occasions in the scripture where we have the very sound, the very syllables that the Saviour used. Talitha kumai. Now it has to be explained to us what those words mean. But no explanation was needed to Jairus' daughter. Down into her deadness came the word of life. That's what it is to receive the testimony of Christ. They are the very words. I cannot begin to describe to you what it is like to go into my study and sit at my desk and open the book of God, and to open my notebook and take my pen in my hand and cry for God to speak. I tell you, it is the very sound and voice and word of God. There is something wondrous about it. That's the instrument that God uses. His words. But the power. Oh, the power is the power of the Holy Spirit sweeping across the chasms of space. The incarnation of God in Jesus Christ is the entrance of the divine power into our race. But the endowment of God, the Holy Spirit, is the entrance of the divine power into our individuality. Until we become the recipients of the majestic power of God. That is the glory of receiving the testimony of Christ. My problem in preaching is that it so thrills and overwhelms my soul that it's bad for my blood pressure. It's so glorious. I know nothing like it. And that's the second point. And there are only three. So the destination is in sight.